Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this live stream. I thought I would actually live stream my weekly update video today because I am set up for presenting, as I was just presenting at the Azure Day Rome online conference. It should have been an in-person event, but obviously with the situation that it is, the organisers changed it into a virtual event. It's still going on right now, so if you haven't signed up, I think there's still tickets and you can join in and follow along that session. I think there's a mix of English sessions as well as Italian sessions, so definitely check that out. I think we had a small issue at the start of my session this morning where my mic was muted while I was introducing myself, but I think we fixed that and the session was okay. And it was recorded, so hopefully we'll have the recording in a few days that I can share with everybody. Yeah, welcome to everybody that's tuning in and watching this live stream. I do have my chat window open, so please do leave a chat or say hello, say where you are, and I'll give you a shout out during the session today. Like I said, I decided to do this live today just because I was set up. So what I'll do for those that listen to the audio version and not just love it, watch the video, is I'll take the file afterwards and I'll put it into audio and upload it. So no one's going to miss out on my usual weekly update. So I want to cover off some Azure news that's been happening this week and just share the highlights that I've picked out from what's been happening. Good morning, Deep Star. Hiya, hope you're well. I noticed that in the weekly bulletins that we had that Azure Site Recovery had an update. So there's some hot fixes in Azure Site Recovery. So if you're using that, please do have a look. We've got some bug fixes and some feature updates within the update that's came out as well. So that's definitely there for looking at. We've also got a preview feature in the fact that you can now bring your own key for data encryption for your Azure database for MySQL. I know a lot of customers definitely want that bring your own key facility for them, so it's awesome that we now have that as well for the MySQL offering within Azure. Although it's in preview, so definitely do test it out before you roll it into your production and make sure it's working fine. Another great feature that we've now got is Azure Policy now supports governance for Cosmos DB. So as I'm hopefully you're all aware of, Azure Policy allows you to, you know, set up some things within your subscription to either allow or deny people to do certain things. And it's not, Azure Policy definitely isn't something that you should be implementing to stop people doing their job and stop them working correctly, but it's a great backup for implementing stuff that stops people accidentally opening port 80 on a web server instead of using 443, etc. So we now have support in Azure Policy for Cosmos DB, so we can start to put some governance around our Cosmos DB installs as well within Azure. So that's an awesome one. One that dropped last night, and I'm going to read off some of the screen about what happened here, but we now have general availability for Azure Files with on-prem Active Directory Domain Services Authentication, and that's not an easy one to say this morning. But basically that is much more friendly for those looking to migrate their file servers, etc., up into Azure and use Azure Files actually use Active Directory as the authentication method. So let me read out here. As long as your on-prem servers or user laptops are domain joined to Active Directory domain services, you can sync Active Directory to Azure AD, enable Azure Directory domain services authentication on the storage account, and mount the file share directly. So it's taking all of those Windows ACLs seamlessly with you for Azure Files. So it's a great move for organisations looking to migrate their files up into Azure. And obviously with the kind of working from home situation they are, it gives companies some flexibility as well as doing that. So I think that's all the Azure news that I had a look at and wanted to highlight and make sure you knew about it. Once this video has been posted, what I'll do is I'll update the description and put some links below for you to have a look at some of that more news in depth and read about it. But yeah, hopefully that was useful for you. I always like checking back what's happened the last 7 days because it educates me and shows me what's happening and keeps me abreast of all the news, because it can get a bit crazy with all the Azure news that we release. But you know, hopefully these wee videos are also helpful to you as well. So in terms of me, my news, as I said, I was presenting at the Azure Rome Day this morning, and that was really good fun. I've been prepping for that session all week, so that's been mainly my focus. It's a session I've given before. You might have seen it. It's about data transformation and Azure Migrate. It's definitely something I have done before. I had rejigged the session for the Azure Day Rome. It's slightly new, but this content, the content was different, although the premise of what the session was about was definitely different. I did it through Microsoft Teams live event, so it's probably maybe the third time I've used the Microsoft Teams live event to present. I had a producer that was doing all the sharing and moderating behind the scenes, so I just was able to concentrate on the presenting. So that was good fun. Hopefully if you watched the session, you would have seen, you saw it and enjoyed it. Any feedback, please do let me know around that one as well. I do have another presentation I'm delivering. I think it's for an internal only meeting next week that I need to do, and that's actually a personal development one. So I've entitled the session, "There's More to IT Than Coding," even though I'm standing here wearing a GitHub t-shirt today. There's definitely more to IT around coding, and it's an event talking to some of the students that we're working with at Microsoft to show them that there is more to IT than coding, and there's the side of operations, you know, the side that I'm passionate about. So I need to build that deck and practice that for next week. I also need to do some more study for AZ500. You've probably, if you've tuned into my previous videos or audio, you'll have heard me talking about wanting to do AZ500 this month. It's booked. I've done some study. I need to do some more, but fingers crossed I'll be able to get that done this month, and I need to make sure I prioritise studying because that booked time is definitely coming up, and I need to have a look at doing that as well. I'm also doing a lot of organising for the Glasgow Azure User Group that's coming up on the 24th of June. We're going virtual again, because of obviously the situation with COVID and the pandemic. We're still kind of locked down here in Scotland, so we're going virtual. It's 24th of June, it's 6 p.m. UK time, which I can't convert into my head in different time zones, but we're hoping to record that session. We did a meetup 2 months ago and we didn't record it, unfortunately. I'm now hoping that everyone's okay with recording it, and we'll put it out on YouTube afterwards. We're going to be talking about Azure Storage, and then we're also going to be talking about Nginx as well from one of our sponsors. So lots of variety. We do have a quiz, we do have some prizes. We're going to hopefully give away a cool mouse and a mouse mat for everybody, so you can make use of that while you're working from home. But yeah, that's kind of what we're doing, and I'm just running in the background doing all the organising for that, all the social promotion for all of that. I actually did a blog post at the start of this week around starting a user group and running a user group, which is on my blog, which is techielass.com. I love running the user group. It is a lot of work. I do love running it, and there's been great benefits for me. So if you aren't involved in a community already and want to get involved, then you know, have a look at that. There's user groups all over the world happening virtually at the moment, so there's definitely some communities you can get involved in. And please do come and join us at the Glasgow Azure User Group this month. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see some faces that are not usually able to attend or in-person Glasgow based events. And I see Deep Star here is looking forward to the user group. So hopefully that'll be fun, and I look forward to seeing you later this month as well. That's kind of all I wanted to talk about. My weekly updates aren't long, but yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. And as I was set up for presenting today, I just wanted to do this and do something a little bit different. So definitely leave me a comment if you liked the live stream, and maybe we can do these more often now that I'm at home all the time at the moment. So if this time suits, let me know. If there's a different time you maybe want me to do a weekly update and we can do a live interactive and I can shout out to people as well during the session, let me know. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good Friday, have a good weekend, and yeah, take care, and I will catch you next week.